Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a little nostalgic with our baby boomers and our Gen X's and what we did growing up that the millennials and the Gen Z's might never see. But now we're going to talk about what some Gen Z's are doing. And honestly, if there was anything that was wasteful in spending, if there was anything that seemed illogical, the Gen Z's are going to fix it, and they can. The Gen Z's have a much different outlook on things. Doesn't make sense to go through a Dewey Decimal System or to go to a library to try to look something up, right? Doesn't make sense to put two periods or two spaces after a period. Nothing screams over 40 than if you write a term paper and there's two periods, two spaces after your period. In fact, I'm writing a book with a Gen Z right now, and I have to check myself because I'm putting two spaces after a period because you used to get in trouble. You used to get smacked on the wrist if you didn't space after a period correctly when you were in typing class. So Gen Z's, if there's something that needs to be fixed or a question why, they're going to be the ones to do it. Well, now that we're in a recession and we have inflation, and weddings cost so much, the question of why is surrounding the wedding ring. Why do we have to spend thousands on a wedding ring? Now, me being Gen X, I thought the same thing. I'm going to school. My husband's going to school. We have student loans. I lose rings. This isn't my wedding ring. My wedding ring had to get cut off because when I had some trauma that happened, and my finger swelled so bad that I had to get it cut off. I don't have my wedding ring. I have the engagement ring. And the engagement ring is put away. And it's cute. It's adorable. But I wear a ring so people know I'm married. Not that anybody's hitting on me anymore. But this is my wedding ring. No way. And I don't even want to buy a new one because of the cost. I don't like jewelry. And so when you have younger kids being told by their dads and their uncles and their grandpa, you need to save up $5,000 to $10,000 for a ring, and my ring didn't cost that much, and I wouldn't have wanted it. I was going to lose it. I got engaged when I was in medical school, and when you're doing surgery, you can't have jewelry on. So I would have to pin my engagement ring to my scrubs underneath my surgical gear. So my wedding ring, and if you changed your clothes, I wouldn't change my clothes at the hospital. I would wear my scrubs home, wash them, and then wear them back. But I didn't want to lose my engagement ring. My husband was freaked out, you know? But and so it's a concept that the Gen Z's are now challenging. So there was a survey that New York Post talked about saying Gen Z and millennials are open to alternative wedding rings, including a tattoo. 74% of Gen Z and millennials are open to it. Alternates to rings. A tattoo? 15% might just tattoo the finger. Other things that are being challenged, does it have to be a diamond? Why can't it be a ruby? Why can't it be an emerald? Why can't it be a sapphire? So my favorite color is blue. So we were walking around a jewelry store, and I go, oh, that's really beautiful. Why can't that be on a wedding ring or an engagement ring? And this is before when my husband and I were dating. He's like, no, they have to be diamonds. And I go, yeah, but I don't know. The blue just looks bigger and prettier, and it's cheaper. I'd rather you save money. No, I'm going to have to do the diamond. But even I was like, no, a ruby or sapphire is flipping gorgeous. Why does it have to be a diamond ring? Emeralds are gorgeous, too. Nearly 3 in 5 respondents said they would like to be part of choosing the ring from the get-go. Now, that's another thing, too. A lot of people are getting their ring, and they're not really liking it. Because the mother-in-law is choosing it or something. They're like, oh, thank you. I love that I have a ring. But they don't wear it. It's not practical. It scrapes. I didn't wear my ring around the babies because it would scrape. It was a little beautiful little diamond thing, but I'm like, I'm going to just stick it in the safe. So if you look at it, the Gen Zs or millennials are like, why am I spending thousands of dollars on something that someone's not going to wear? Why don't we do something different? Now, why are we wearing a ring? Well, since the 60s, and I believe it was the 60s, it was kind of important for spouses to let other people know we're married, no touching. The problem is with some people, the ring is a calling card. There are people out there that cannot wait to be able to overcome a married person and get them to look at, you know, so sometimes I think that could even do more damage. But I don't care. If my husband wants to wear the ring, that's fine. If he doesn't want to wear the ring, I don't care. But it was a very interesting poll. Respondents prefer to be surprised by the proposal rather than know it's coming. People still want the surprise. Some people would rather be engaged in private than in public. This idea of we're going to be at a Golden Knights game and going to be on the screen, me proposing to, oh, I would hate that. I would not want my husband. Because one is I might be picking my nose at the time, or I might be like picking my teeth. And then all of a sudden, he's like, honey, and he's down on one knee, you know, will you marry me? And then my look is, I don't want that look on a screen, you know, especially since you don't really wear makeup and dress up to go to the game, you know, because you're dancing and you're sweating and your hair is a mess. And I wouldn't want the attention. Hell no. But, you know, just propose to me quietly, you know, this way if I cry, nobody sees it. I got proposed in Newport Beach on a gondola. My husband took me out on a gondola, so the only person that had to see me get all emotional was the gondolier, who is really, really cool, by the way. So, yeah, but that's interesting. So people do prefer a more intimate setting. They are preferring cheaper ways. And then deciding to post the ring. You realize that if you are going to do a ring, know who you're proposing to, because they are going to put it on Instagram. So it needs to be a ring that looks really good on their finger, and it looks really good depending on the filter. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, 2 years into his presidency, we have a plan from President Biden for the border. Now, what was it, the A-team? Where all good plan, I love it when a plan comes together. Yeah, I love it when a plan is on time. So here's his plan. He will continue to use COVID-19 restrictions to expel border crossing migrants from Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Haiti, but will allow 30,000 people from those countries to come in each month by air. Now, that's interesting. It's interesting. Love to hear what you guys think. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if this includes a wall. I don't know what relief he's giving to Border Patrol. Not sure if COVID-19 restrictions are enough. What about tuberculosis restrictions I'm mixed on this Title 42 issue because we should have something else in place where Title 42 is additional, but it can't be the crux of our border policy. But we're being told that he is going to allow up to 30,000 asylum seekers, not a year, but per month. So that's 1,000 people a day will be flown into the U.S. from Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Haiti. He said he will rapidly expel just as many back to Mexico if they illegally cross the border. This was a speech yesterday, or did this happen? Oh, I think it happened today, from the Roosevelt Room. He outlined the new plan, and get this, he is actually going to visit the border. I think he's going to get there on Sunday. He's going to go to El Paso. This is ahead of the, quote, Three Amigos Summit. I'm not sure why it's called the Three Amigos. The movie was a good movie, but it's called the Three Amigos, he says. He said, we can't stop people from making the journey, but we could require them to come here in an orderly way under U.S. law. The president explained that cell phone apps would be used to streamline the immigration process. Now, these migrants that are coming every day, 1,000 a day, or 30,000 a month, can come to the U.S. for 2 years if they're sponsored, have background checks, and receive work authorization. His plan, according to Daily Mail, will expel migrants from those countries who try to cross the border illegally and will impose a 5-year ban on reentry. This really would have helped a couple years ago. Individuals from Mexico and Panama will not be eligible for parole in the United States. All right, that's interesting. Mexico has agreed to accept the 30,000 expelled migrants a month from Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua and Venezuela. They're going to welcome 20,000 refugees from Latin America and Caribbean nations in 2023 and 2024. Migrants will have to set up an appointment using a cell phone app for appointments at border entry points. The U.S. is going to give $23 million in humanitarian assistance to Mexico and Central America, and they're going to increase funding available to border cities and those receiving an influx of migrants. So now places like New York and Seattle may be like, okay, we'll take the migrants because then we can make more money. So that'll be interesting to see what happens with that. So I know I got to kind of sift through this because a lot of migrants get attacked. They get mugged. Not sure if they're going to be able to have a smartphone. I mean, they might have to borrow somebody's smartphone. But if a migrant... And I could be a little confused, but in order to have a smartphone, you need to have service. And you need to pay for service from your local server. Unless there's a way to get a prepaid smartphone. But I just don't know. I mean, if you're really fleeing and you're in, I mean, my family, they fled with the clothes on their back. And whatever they had of any sort of wealth or worth, which wasn't much, they tried to sew to the inside of their pockets or the inside of their bra so they wouldn't get mugged. So I'm not really sure if anybody really fleeing and starving and going through all that actually has a cell phone with 5G network. Unless these are individuals who, you know, do have means and they want to move to America. So I just don't know how that's going to work. The background check, I agree there should be background checks, but as I told you, what Taliban and cartel and these, crime organizations are going to do is if they want people in America being able to anchor their dealings, they might not use their typical crew that have a huge rap sheet, but might hold somebody's family hostage saying, you're going over there. You're going to do exactly what we say. or we have your husband and your son. So you take your daughter, ma'am, you get through, you pass that background check, and then you follow orders as soon as you get in. So the background check is important. I mean, it has to be done, but I don't think it's going to completely solve the idea of criminals coming across. And I don't see a wall in here. So Border Patrol is already trying to expel and bring people back. Biden said he'll allow them to do 30,000, but when you have thousands more coming and people coming illegally, how are we addressing that? So maybe there is more to this plan. Now, Biden is going to meet with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Mexico. I guess those are the three amigos. Biden said the delay to going to the border was he wanted to see how the courts would treat Title 42. Now remember, Title 42 was a COVID-19 pandemic order that allowed for a quicker expulsion of migrants, because if we had to lock down and we had to mandate and fire people for not getting a vaccine and not allow people to go to work with COVID, why was the border open? So it was a COVID-19 pandemic order, not necessarily supposed to be border policy. So why they're putting so much weight on that is beyond me. He said he wanted to make sure he knew what that outcome, or at least the near outcome, was on Title 42 before it went down. You're the president. This is your country. If I'm CEO, I'm going to go down to the basement of the company. I'm going to go down. I'm going to go to the third floor. I'm going to go to the eighth floor. I'm going to go to the roof. I'm going to want to know all the nooks and crannies of that building I'm in. If you are the president, you should know your state. Just like if you're president, you should know your country. If you're governor, you should know your state. A governor that doesn't visit every city and every district is not a good governor. You have a president who's been in power for over 2 years now, hasn't even seen the border, which is a huge part. And when he was in a border state and somebody asked him, why aren't you going to the border? He said there's more important things to do. You kidding me? So, because Republicans took over the House very marginally, we think that's prompting Biden to do something, because, Republicans are going to want to get new immigration laws passed. Now, Biden, of course, could block those, veto those, but it's going to be hard for him to veto anything the Republicans say. With that hanging over his head, he didn't go to the border. Kamala went to the border, but she went to a part of the border that really wasn't where the crux of the drama was. And so if Biden wants to have any ground to stand on, saying this is why I am rejecting the policy, he's got to look like he was actually there and studied it and rolled up his sleeves. So, I'm not very optimistic. I don't think we are in really any position to take on an extra 1,000 a day, considering how overwhelmed we already are and how our hospitals are overwhelmed, our schools are overwhelmed. I mean, we're taking in kids, but we don't have enough teachers and we don't have enough schools for the American kids. So how are we going to be teaching these kids? So I think our infrastructure needs to be in place. 1-877-DOCTORLEE.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. It's not only beyond plentiful, the rain falling in California is loud.
I went to bed last night when it was raining, what I would call torrentially, and literally was woken up around 3 a.m. because it was so loud.
Los Angeles area resident Bryce Zabel says his backyard's a lake thanks to the rain that's now moving out of the coastal areas and heading to the mountains. At least 2 people are dead because of the storm, including a young child killed when a tree fell on a home in Sonoma County. For the 7th time, the House of Representatives has failed to elect a speaker. Once again, about 20 Republicans voted for someone other than GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. President Biden says he will visit El Paso, Texas on Sunday, his first trip to the southern border. He also says the U.S. will use an existing program to accept 30,000 migrants per month from Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had reached out and said school is a joke these days, and half the kids aren't in class this week, and the teacher seems discombobulated, and your kid isn't learning anything. Now, mind you, coming back winter break can be very tumultuous. And I really do respect our teachers. I know teachers got a lot of slack for, flack for not wanting to come back during the pandemic. And they were accused of trying to milk the system, still have paid leave. I get that it was not a very, a popular time for teachers. Some teachers were dancing, making videos of themselves dancing. And, you know, again, you know, if they were getting paid, taxpayers want to know where the money's going. If a teacher doesn't want to take taxpayer money, don't pay me. I'm not going back. Pay me when I teach. That's one thing. But because they were getting paid to stay home, and, you know, that was concerning for some. But most of the teachers I know are really fantastic people, and God bless them, and they put up with a lot. But as I said before, 2 weeks of winter break during cough, cold, pneumonia, RSV season, ear infection season, pink eye season, kids can't go back to school sick. So they're advised to stay home. And meanwhile, we have a 12-plus week summer break where kids aren't learning anything. I really think we need to kind of flip it around or modify it. Make maybe winter break 4 to 6 weeks and summer break 6 weeks. I don't think kids need to be out of school for 3 full months. But the other thing that parents are worried about is the quality of the learning. You only have X amount of hours with these children to teach them things they need to know for life. These kids, I think, need to learn math. They need to learn science, how things work. They need to learn history in a non-biased way. I understand history can be told, you know, depending on who tells it. But there should be a consensus on how, you know, we talk about how the founding fathers came up with the Constitution and, you know, World War II was fought. What, you know, these are things kids need to know about, Vietnam War, Civil War. Kids need to learn grammar, English. But other things I think our kids should be learning is another language. And not, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? You know, where is the library? They need to learn practical languages, and they need to learn it early on. No child in America should not be bilingual. Kids should at least be bilingual. And they're not. Because we really don't put a lot of emphasis on foreign language. If you want, you could pick French, you could pick Latin, you could pick Mandarin, which is nice. But we have signs and people in our country that don't speak any English, and Spanish is becoming the language of America, and many Americans don't understand parts of this country because they can only speak English. Now, you can be stubborn and say, well, this is America, English is the primary language, but if other countries are teaching their students two languages, we should be able to too, and fluent. So I think our kids should be learning language. Our kids should also be learning how to protect themselves. Krav Maga, Taekwondo, Kung Fu. Why aren't we teaching kids self-defense? Why aren't we teaching kids about how to do first aid? Why aren't we teaching kids how to balance a checkbook? Why aren't we teaching kids how to apply for a job? Why don't we take 2 years of high school away and turn those 2 years into an associate's degree? This way we don't have to pay extra for college. You will have an associate's degree by the time you turn 18. Now we don't have to worry about free college. So there's a lot of things we could do. But some schools feel that parents aren't teaching their children right about society and equity, inclusion, and diversity. So the schools feel like they have to take it upon themselves. And much of the school curriculum is now centered around it. Some parents love that. They say it's about time. Other parents are like, but when are they learning math? They're failing math. When are they, you know, is it really the school's job? Now, Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing back. He wants public Florida universities to disclose all government funds spent toward programs, classes, and other initiatives related to diversity, equity, inclusion, and teaching of critical race theory. The memo sent Wednesday is part of DeSantis' efforts, they say, to investigate and evaluate the education in a state. Florida's higher education systems that receive government funding from the state will have to complete a document with a comprehensive list of diversity and race-related programs, which include the staff hired to teach or advise these groups or classes. So, I just like what Seth said, I understand because I have parents who would not teach me sex, about sex. We couldn't talk about it. If I did talk about it, I got hit. I couldn't ask any questions. And sadly, I had to learn from kids in school. But is that still the school's job? Is the school's job to teach something that the parents don't? You have some parents that say, I will teach my kid about sex, but not at 8 years old. I'm going to wait till they're 10. In terms of racism, I think our kids need to understand that this country had done horrible, horrible things to others. And that has to be taught in history, so we never make the mistake again. But I don't believe a child has to put in writing that they're racist. That's not for a school to do. Or for a kid to make a video playing out an LGBTQ scene that we saw in Nevada, where somebody, a student, had to tell another student while looking at his genitals that I don't like, and then it was a very descriptive word for penis. I don't think that's helping our education. And so the roles of schools are going to be redefined. And many parents are like, look, leave these things up to us. I told you how we need to do it is bring the parents in and get the parents' consent. If a parent does not want their 8-year-old to learn about sex, you know, but they do at 10, then their child is in the 5th grade sex program. If the parent is like, I don't want my child to learn about sex at all, I got that covered, they should be able to do that. I personally think kids are at school too long. I don't think a child should be at school for 6 to 8 hours a day. I think that child should get the basics, learn during the morning when they have their best sort of learning ability. Then the afternoon is application of it. If kids used to work on a farm at the age of 4, why aren't our 10 or 12-year-olds working in the afternoon? They don't necessarily have to be making money, but why aren't they gaining learning about plumbing? Why aren't they learning about building? Why isn't the afternoon about, you know, cooking and, you know, supporting your family and learning how to get a job? These are things that you know, should be taught in schools. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in Florida. But it's a mess. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, something I want to just say really quickly is there's always somebody that screws it up for everybody else. And one concept that I thought was pretty damn cool that has gone viral was the paying it forward. And this was something that I knew wouldn't last because I saw what happened to me, right, with the pay it forward, where you're in a line and you go up to the drive-thru to buy your soda or coffee or whatever, and you pull out your $5 or your $10 to pay, and they say, you don't have to pay. The person in front of you paid for your food. And you're like, well, dang, that was nice.
Then, your job is to pay for the food of the person behind you. Well, I'll pay for their coffee. I'll pay for their food. Well, I told you a couple years ago, I was in a line at McDonald's, and there was a truck of maybe 15 men in it. And I start hearing, pay it forward. And there's two lines in that McDonald's drive-thru. And my turn was going to be in front of them. Now, I thought for a second, should I just let them go? And I'm like, no, but I'm like, I can't pay right now. I only have a few dollars, because I think it was like a dollar soda and I needed some caffeine. So I only had like $2, and I know I could have broken out the credit card, but I'm like, to buy a whole truck's worth, I just wasn't mentally prepared for that. Well, luckily, somebody in front of me didn't do the pay forward. So when I pulled up, probably because they saw the truck. So I went up, and they just said $1.10 or whatever the tax was, $1.05, whatever. So I paid for my drink, and I drove off, and I was like, oh. And then I felt guilty, and I talked to you guys about it because I felt guilty. I'm like, I should have just done it. Pay for lunch for all those guys. The problem is I do that all the time. I pay for people's food. I take people out. I do a lot of that, you know, at some point I got to start saving some money. And I still feel guilty. But problem is there are people that either, A, they're panicking about having to pay for somebody else, or it looks like they're taking advantage. And so when a person knows that there's a pay it forward, some of these idiots are buying extra food. So then when they go up, they now have food for the next 3 nights because the person in front of them is paying for their food. So interestingly, you're starting to have people saying, I'm breaking the cycle and it ends with me. So a Bojangles customer said that he had to stop the pay it forward because the car behind him was $45 for their meal. Now, mind you, I've gone to fast food now with kids when they're hungry. It's flipping expensive. I had to buy a breakfast meal when we were traveling back, and for me it was going to be $10 for the Egg McMuffin meal. $10 for breakfast at McDonald's? This was in California. That was a lot. I posted a picture on Facebook. So apparently a customer went to TikTok and said, I couldn't pay $45 for the guy behind me, especially when mine was supposed to only be about $9. His name is Darius. Chef Boy R. Darius is his Instagram or his TikTok name. And he said he was coming home from work, wanted to get 3 sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits. He's pulling through. A lady in a big black Buick runs me over to try to get in front of me in line. And I'm like, dang, big hungry, the food isn't going anywhere, calm down. But then when he gets to the window, well, she probably saw that she was only paying for one person, and now he had to pay. She said, he gets to the window, the employee tells him that the customer in front paid for his order. He was like, well, thank you. The fact that you paid $15 for somebody else, that's wild, because I didn't want to pay for it myself. But, you know, I appreciate it. So the lady was like, do you want to pay for the next car's food? And he was like, say what? No, next car's food was going to be $45. And he said, who's spending $45 at Bojangles? I don't mean to sound broke, but I'm not doing that. So these are things that, and it stinks because you're going to start to see something that really was a fantastic testament to human nature and people working with each other and people trying to help each other out. And now you have the manipulation, you have the people taking advantage, it's a mess. And it stinks. And you know, there's so much we could be doing when it comes to helping other people out. So, I don't think the pay it forward from a fast food setting is sustainable. And I think there's other ways for you to use your money. I love the types of charities where you aren't just donating money randomly somewhere. It's where you can actually donate the goods. You could donate the, I'm going to buy the breakfast and then I'm going to hand it to that homeless person. They got to be careful now going up to people because apparently, Portland where somebody ate somebody's face? That was, I'm pulling that up right now. So you do have to be careful. This was, actually, let me say, this is a cannibal attack. This happened just recently. I need to find out when that happened. Yeah, this happened in Oregon. Police in suburban Portland, Oregon. Wasn't sure if it was drugs, but a 25-year-old man began chewing on an elderly man's face at a train station. This was Tuesday morning. And apparently, witnesses said they could see the man's skull. That's how deep. It's almost like what you'd see in Walking Dead. They secured the scene at the train station. The suspect, Corin Kramer, was still munching when cops showed up. The victim was missing an ear and part of his face. Kramer stopped eating the meal, the man, taken into custody. And the man told police his name was L. Baker. And then the police they took the man to the hospital. I think he's still getting treatment. And they believe it was the P2P meth that could be making them that crazy. Could actually mess up your brain permanently. So going back to helping the homeless, I prefer, you know, there's somebody homeless that's hungry. Now, you know, give them food. Give them something they can take home. I got yelled at a stop sign because I had given a homeless person money. And then when I pulled up, when we made the turn, and then somebody rolls down the window saying, stop that. You know, that's why they keep doing it. I could tell if somebody's homeless. I know a lot of people think a lot of them are fakers. I was in New York in the 90s. I went to give money to a panhandler, and people said, he dresses up, and he's been doing this day. He dresses up, he puts the dirt on his face, he makes six figures. And I'm like, really? Yeah, and I mean, he looked well fed, he didn't look skinny. And I'm like, well, you know what? Yeah, he's making a living. But I love the idea of, you know, helping other people and giving them the actual good. Then you also know it's going somewhere rather than the money is going to, you know, even though there are administrative costs with charities and all that, I get that. But, you know, helping somebody else at a drive-thru is nice, but I think we have a lot of veterans that need help, children that need help, and I get the reason why people do it is to give people a sense of community, make people feel good. The problem is if somebody buys somebody's coffee, they might think that's their good deed done. I don't know. To me, that's not enough. That we should be doing a lot more good deeds. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.